From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran denounces new sanctions. The Iranian Foreign Ministry called the new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. A spokesman said Iran will boost its legal missile program and promote defense capabilities. The West said two ballistic missile tests last year violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian said Monday he had extraordinarily limited human interaction and spent 49 days in solitary confinement during 18 months in an Iranian prison. He's one of four Americans freed Saturday as part of a prisoner swap. He met the newspaper's editors at the German hospital where he's recovering, including Martin Baron.
He sounded in very high spirits, very encouraged, wants to see his brother, who's been working tirelessly on his behalf, wants to see us, his colleagues, professional colleagues, and really craves human contact. So he seemed okay.
The other freed Americans include former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, and Nasratollah Khosravi Rudsari. The bodies of four Kenyan soldiers killed in an insurgent assault by al-Shabaab fighters on their Somali base last week were returned to Nairobi Monday. Kenya has yet to give a casualty figure from Friday's attack. Defense Secretary Rachel Omamo spoke with reporters.
Search, rescue, and recovery operations are ongoing, and consequently, we expect to receive more of our soldiers in the coming days. We continue to urge patience.
A local deputy governor in Somalia said the attack killed at least 40 Kenyan soldiers. Al-Shabaab claims more than 100 were killed. A similar attack killed more than 50 Burundians in June. This is VOA News. UN diplomats say next week's scheduled peace talks on Syria may be delayed because major powers are squabbling over which Syrian opposition members should be invited. The talks are set to open January 25th in Geneva, but invitations have not gone out. UN spokesman Farhan Haq Monday said the 25th remains the target date.
At the same time, there are concerns about the arrangements. He is, as we speak, in touch with the members of the Security Council. And so we will have to see whether the various parties, the members of the Security Council, whether we can all come to an agreement on the best way forward.
17 world powers plan to be at the Geneva talks, but they back different sides in the Syrian conflict. The talks are aimed at setting up a transitional government in the hopes of turning Syria into a democracy. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Daniel Shapiro accused Israel Monday of having separate standards of justice for Jews and Palestinians. He spoke at a security conference in Tel Aviv.
Too many attacks on Palestinians, lack of vigorous investigation or response by Israeli authorities, too much vigilantism goes unchecked, and at times there seem to be two standards of adherence to the rule of law. One for Israelis and another for Palestinians.
He also said the U.S. is concerned and perplexed by continued Israeli settlement activity, parts of which the Palestinians want for a future state. He said that brings into question Israel's stated commitment to Palestinian independence. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the remarks untrue and unacceptable and came on the day of a funeral for a Jewish mother of six, stabbed to death in her settlement home by a Palestinian intruder. Moroccan officials say they have arrested a Belgian suspect linked to attackers that killed 130 people in Paris in November. French and Belgian security officials trace some of the attackers to Paris and Brussels. At least two suspects linked to the attacks remain at large. Four worshippers were killed Monday at a mosque in northern Cameroon following a suicide bombing attack. The blast occurred in Gwetchewe near Nigeria, an area that's been targeted by Boko Haram insurgents. The attack comes just days after a similar deadly suicide bombing in Kolofata district. And Golden Light of the World sec leader Julino Kalupateka went on trial Monday over last year's murder of nine policemen during a raid aimed at his arrest in central Huambo district. The opposition UNITA party claims hundreds of sect followers were killed in the raid. Authorities say 13 civilians along with the nine policemen were killed. China today released growth data showing its economy grew 6.8% last quarter and 6.9% for all of 2015, the slowest pace in the world's second biggest economy in 25 years. Industrial output rose nearly 6% last month, while retail sales climbed 11%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.